Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. Another day to serve the Lord, our God and King, is upon us. The Lord has blessed us with another wonderful day. Another wonderful day. Another moment to represent Him on earth. And I intercede for God's people. I love God's people. Before I began this broadcast, I was just interceding. I worship God, and I just started interceding, and I thank God for intercession. I thank God that He's with us. You know, I'm reminded that we as people of God, and I thought about this yesterday, we are mighty in Him. It doesn't matter what goes wrong, how it goes, how it looks, we are mighty in Him. We have one of Jesus' names is Emmanuel, meaning God with us. He's with us to help us. And He loves us. So, as long as we are in Him, doing what He say do, living in obedience, living a life that He can sanction, living according to that love that He has, we're powerful people, and Satan knows it. He's afraid of Christians who know these things. He's afraid of Christians who know the Lord and His will. And not people that just, they know about Him and they try to do the best they can, and they're not really seeking the Lord. They know Him in part. They know Him as a Savior. Thank God for that. But people that know the Lord have spent time with Him. When you talk to anybody, if they have been in the presence of Jesus long enough, you know it, because they know Him. Not just facts about Him, they know Him. And they learn facts. In fact, they learn the facts about Him in a greater capacity. Because when you live a life of sincere obedience, okay, you're willing and obedient. That's how you become sincere. You're willing and obedient. You're living according to the living love of God. And that puts you in a position to learn more than you normally could. And that's how it works. Some people are, they love God and they're obedient. But if it looks scary, they don't want to do it. If it looks like they may lose something, they don't want to do it. If they look like people may not believe them, they back out, or try to, or they're reluctant. Even if they do serve God, they do it reluctantly. But when you follow God, you embrace Him. If you embrace Him, you embrace everything about Him. If you embrace everything about Him, you become like Him. And you obey Him and you're willing, you desire to do these things. It's not a chore. Studying the Word is not a chore. Reading the Word of God is not a chore. Living according to God's love is not a chore. Being a blessing is therapy. Because your joy is full. When you go about doing good, and I'm not just saying these things to fill up airtime. I'm serious, very serious. When you go about doing good, it takes the edge off better than any alcohol. I've never been drunk with alcohol. And I don't want to know what it's like. The closest thing I know about being drunk is when I had that motorcycle wreck and they gave me some kind of medicine, a painkiller, and I felt woozy. And I don't like that. But it made me drowsy. And so I guess they were trying to keep me from going into shock or something. But I had my wits about me because I asked the Lord, I called Jesus' name twice. And I was so happy to be alive. My adrenaline was moving, was rushing. But I had the joy of the Lord. I didn't need that medicine. But nevertheless, when you go about doing good, it takes the edge off. No matter how things look, no matter how things feel, no matter how things seem, you have God's motives. And there's joy in it. You're walking according to His peace and fellowship. Peace is fellowship. I said, Lord, sometimes I ask the Lord what people would call dumb questions. Now, I do this for a reason. And a little aside, the Lord said, after He answered one of my questions, I kept having continual problems in business. because I was not a trained businessman. And I said, Lord, help me do it. I don't know what to do. I can tell you where I was standing when I had this, when he told me this thing. But I was at UAB at the time. I was going there, taking engineering. I didn't finish, but I was taking it. I was in the lobby area. But I said, Lord, why do I keep having the same problem? And he gave me wisdom and counsel about my business. And I knew for a fact that it would work. And I said, Lord, I needed to know this a long time ago. Why didn't you tell me a long time ago? He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. So I finally asked the right question and got the right answer at the right time. And I said, Lord, I made a vow. See, I've talked about this many times. Those who listen, you know, bear with me. Those who listen to the broadcast, you know what I'm about to say. But nevertheless, he said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. So I said, Lord, I'm going to obey you. Whatever you say, I'm going to do, whether I like it or not, whether I love it or hate it, I'm going to obey you. And I meant it. Because I realized that not only did I miss out on stuff, on knowledge that would have kept me out of harm's way, and I would have been thousands of dollars to the better, at least hundreds of dollars to the better at that time, and possibly thousands of dollars better, if I had only put these things in practice a long time ago, or at least a year ago from that time. So I wanted to know, what else am I missing out on? So I never forgot what he said. And I preached it, I taught it, but I started asking greater questions. Some years went by. I didn't ask the best questions till years went by. Because that would have been around 1989. But in 1990, the Lord gave me a prescription. He said, I want you to read 5 chapters in the morning, 5 in the middle of the day, and 5 at night. Well, that caused my perception to become greater. When you pick out scriptures to get out of your trouble, you're going to live, that's going to be the rest of your life, unless you fill your heart with the word, because it's so easy to get in trouble. It's so easy to let things get by you. Well, what the word does, it gave me greater perception of who God is when I read chapters. When I took in 5 chapters a day, and as it broadened my horizon, the Holy Spirit had more to work with me on. And he presented me with his truth. And then he gave me the interpretations. He started in scriptures interpret scriptures. If you read enough scriptures, you get a visual of the light of the point that the Lord was making. And what happens is, when you get this visual of truth, you may not be able to put it in perfect context. You may not be able to tell where the scriptures are found. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But this does happen. The Lord will put he'll put it together for you in a way that you can use it and not get in pride. You know where you got it. You understand greater things beyond your years. Because you've read the word, which is far beyond your years, and you've received it. That's where you have faith on greater levels. So when the Holy Spirit gives you something to do or speak, you're more apt to do it and speak it and receive it and act on it. And that puts you in a position to learn greater things. So as I began to draw, after about 3 months, October is when he told me to study 5 chapters 3 times a day. Around January, I was in worship, and I started asking the Lord my questions, and he started answering me, and I asked him other questions, and he answered me some more. So this went on. It didn't stop. I kept asking questions because I remembered that he said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn my ways. Because he told me that twice. He said, he worded it different both times. And I said, well, I started seeing where we as a body of Christ, we've been missing out on too much because people are not taught to keep God first. You know, the plan of prosperity is so easy. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. I mean, that word probably has less than 20 words in it, that sentence. But that's the perfect plan of salvation. Because when you seek first the kingdom of God, you learn who he is, you'll start trusting him. Before I did this, I was taught that when things go wrong, that's God getting pride out of you. I taught all kind of foolishness. And you don't know whether to pray for yourself, ask God for relief, ask God to help you, you know, you at a loss. Because the messages, those kind of messages don't make sense. It's not wisdom, it's not holy, it's not love. Jesus came to give us life and that more abundantly. Not give us misinterpretations of things that he said. And the only way to kill that problem is to receive more of what he said so that the Holy Spirit can make corrections where they need to be. And nobody can do that for you. This is something, when he taught me to follow God, most of what I would teach was to follow him, and I would show people the value of keeping God first. But I didn't tell them everything I was learning. I would share what I could, whatever God put on my heart. But this is, there's nothing on earth that can give you the solution more than following God, more than receiving what the Holy Spirit has to say. See, when you study the word, everything that's relevant to you that you need, the Holy Spirit is going to come in and fill those gaps. If you don't ask him to, he's not going to do it. Unless he's trying to save your life, he'll try to. That will be Holy Spirit attempts. He'll give you dreams, warnings. He'll tell you what to watch out for, who's not your friend, who is your friend, who you need to call, who you need to leave your life. He'll show you things in attempts. He'll tell you don't get on the freeway today. But so many Christians are so hard-headed. And I mean that. I mean they're hard-headed. If the Lord says something, God's will is less than, it's not even equal to their will. God's will is on a lower shelf than their will. So if they really want to get on the freeway, that's what they're going to do. And then they go up there and tear up a brand new car up or almost get killed or almost get hit or get stuck in a traffic jam that they didn't have to get in. But when you can, following God is yielding to God. And some people brace from yielding to God because they don't want to. They want to stay in a realm that they understand. But when you follow God, you're giving him the reins of your heart. And if you follow through with following God, you're going to find out, hey, it's better than any choice I could have made. And that's the secret that I've learned. Now, I can't brag about it because half of the time, the Lord, or three quarters of the time that the Lord told me to do something, I was trying to brace, but I couldn't do it because I had that vow. I said I'll obey him. So I would make myself obey God. And guess what? Every time, not just a few times, but every single time, he exceeded my expectations to the point that now I get very excited when he gives me an assignment, no matter what it is. Now, he can give you some assignments that will make you want to brace yourself and make sure it's him because it'll be so new to you. But there's three things that I have in common. It'll be loving, it'll be holy, and it'll be wise. It'll fit the bill. I learned to receive what he's saying and enjoy it. So to help me out, to make sure that I don't go back on what got on my vow, and follow through immediately, because if you don't follow through fast enough, you can miss a visitation. And we need all the visitations we can possibly get in our lives. Now, that being said, I asked the Lord to, I started saying with my mouth that I will do all that's in his heart. I'm saying this by faith, and I mean it by faith. I will do all this in his heart. And when he give me something to do, I can jump on it. You know, like a dog with all fours. I'm a man. I jump on it with all twos. And my two hands raised. I'm ready. I'm ready to get involved with whatever God wants to do. If you get to that point and you walk in it, you're going to begin to learn things you didn't learn before. Your heart will be pliable to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will be able to show you things that he normally couldn't. You're going to be able to receive greater information. If somebody say, well, what will he show you? Whatever you need. Well, preacher, that's vague. Our lives are vague. But when we can receive whatever we need, that's a lot. Trust me on this. He's going to show you things and how to minister. Now, he'll give you protocols that's perfect. It's so much different than what the mainstream churches are doing. And I love mainstream churches. I thank God for them. It's a way that does work, but it's a lower glory compared to what God's going to do if people will follow him. It's a much higher glory. It's not something that a man can possibly come up with anyway. Now, anybody can have some good ideas, some sugar-coated ideas. But when God give you an idea, when God give you a direction, he always hits the target. And remember something. If you follow God, you got to get on board with him. Because he gives grace to the humble and he resists the proud. So some people, that ministry is, they kind of pet the proud people. And then they try to soothe people. They want people's approval. Well, God don't need your approval. He needs you to have faith in whatever he say. He's not trying to woo you. He's not trying to beg you into the kingdom of God. In fact, we're supposed to let the light shine and basically let the chips fall where they may. Preach the word in season and out of season. Everybody that really love God, they're coming. You don't have to beg anybody. And if they really love the world, there's nothing you can do about it. And now I want to get to this. This is why I say that. Daniel said two things in chapter 9 and chapter 11. He said that they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. And we all agree with that. Beautiful scripture. Perfectly true. They're unstoppable. Because they know him. Now, getting people to that point, people that love God will go there. There are people who Jesus said, come and follow me, and they dropped the fishermen dropped their nets and followed him. Period. They didn't know where he was going, and they didn't really care. That's what I'm talking about. And that's what I'm talking about. that's the way. That's what we do. And the Lord loves us and he cares about us. So as we begin to follow him and we learn his ways, we grow from glory to glory, and we become unstoppable, unmovable, steadfast, and we abound in all the works of the Lord that we can receive from him. And as we go forward, we learn things, we're in a position to learn greater things. And we see things in a much more clearer way. And we see things in a way that we see things in a way more like God sees it. And when he said, let your light shine, that's a universal language. And what happens is when people live the light, they make people see whether they want to or not. Because, and this is why, they see the light displayed. Now, whether they embrace it or not, they see the way. the truth and the light. When they see the light in your life, they have a comparison. And with that comparison, they can see the darkness. And some people become grieved and they leave it and they try to forget it. But some people embrace it and grow and change. They drop their devilment and they receive the light and they embrace it. And they start doing what God would have them do. Verse 32, he said, this is Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know the Lord, that do know their God, shall be strong and do exploits. Now, but the wicked will do wickedly, and none of the wicked will understand. And that's a very important scripture too. This means that whoever turns to the world, it's a two-edged meaning. They that love God will be strong and do exploits. But Daniel also said that they that do wickedly, they that are wicked will do wickedly and they won't understand. Here it is, this verse, chapter 12, verse 10 in Daniel. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. And I like that word, tried. The Lord will try you. So, if you don't ever want to fail or try, fill your heart with His word, fill your heart with His love, and walk in it. You're going to become bolder. You're going to cast out all the perfect love will cast out all your fears. So you'll live without fear. You'll have hope. So you'll live without worry. You'll have joy. So you'll live without despair. And you'll be tried and tested and you'll win. And then God will give you things to do and it'll work. But the wicked shall do wickedly and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. Don't ever forget that scripture. The wicked are not able, it's impossible for them to understand. Even if they were once anointed, if they leave the light and go to darkness, and people do it, the reason they do it is because, just like the parable of the sower. If the word don't get in your heart and reform it, And feel, if you fill your heart with the word, you'll have a good heart. If you have a good heart, you'll receive the word, and all these things that I just read will be true for you, the positive parts. If your heart is hardened, the word won't get a chance to get in. If your heart is hard like stony ground, it'll get in, this is why people get in, they get saved, they receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and they start making progress, but soon as something happened to offend them, they just leave. At that point, in their mind, I tried God and it don't work. They put their hands in their pockets. If they had a tail, it'll go between their legs and they'll walk off just as sorrowful as the rich young ruler did. Everybody who walk away from God, they walk away in sorrow. And they'll never have that kind of joy that they once had, that they were walking into. They once rejoiced when things were going their way, but soon as Satan gave them the illusion that nothing's going their way, then he tempts them to blame God. They walk away sorrowful, and they don't know Him. Even if they work miracles, Jesus said, many will come to me saying, "Lord, Lord, we work miracles in Your name. We heal the sick, we raise the dead, we cast out demons." He's going to say to them, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Why would that happen? Anointed people, see, you can't go by the anointing. The anointing is God's super grace. and it helps us to do his work. It's not even of us, it's of him through us. We yield it, so he used it in hopes that we would stay on board. But when people excuse themselves to do evil and undress women in their mind and heart, and once that stuff gets in their heart, what happens to the word? They gave their allegiance. The love of God is gone, so the word don't make sense anymore. If you don't have the love of God in you, the fear of the Lord won't work. If you don't have the love of God in you, the wonderful blessings of his word, it's not valuable anymore. So the wicked come to a point that they don't, even if they had knowledge, like Judas, he betrayed Jesus. He walked with him. He taught with him, and then he betrayed him. That doesn't make sense, does it? But Satan filled his heart. How can Satan fill his heart and he's living in the presence of God? He's around Jesus all the time. And he was stealing money out of the bag. You don't see, if you allow leaven in your heart, it gets worse. And you can't understand it. He didn't see Jesus' vision. He got offended against him. He doubted against him. He wanted Jesus on his terms. Just like the crowd, they want to make a king out of him. And see, the churches have done the same thing. That's why they don't have, there's too many people that's in the kingdom of God. They want God on their terms. So when you say, if you stand up flat-footed and tell people the truth, whatever God is putting in your heart, the way he say it, and don't tone it down, a lot of people are going to leave because they're not with you anyway. If men that love God draw near to the Lord, if their wife love the world somewhere, she's leaving him. It'll come to a point, darkness and light don't mix. And anybody that try to mix darkness and light, they fooling themselves. And the Lord see right through all of it. If a woman loves God and she's totally devoted and she'll do anything God say, that husband they're not gonna go along with it if they love darkness. A man can have the most beautiful wife, family, everything going well, and they'll run off with some old silly secretary. Why? This is why. You can't fall away if your heart is full of the love of God. As from the new birth, we've been given a new heart, but that's like having a brand new laptop, a brand new computer, brand new PC. And then you want to put the programs you need on there. If you're a businessman, you put all the graphs and business things you need on that, and you put information on there that you need, and you blockade the viruses. This is what we're supposed to do as Christians. We're supposed to fill our heart with the Word of God and drive out all the doctrines of the Canaanites. We're supposed to drive out all the evil, everything that set us back. All the lust, the greed, the pride. We drive those things out. And I know I say that a lot lately, but this is what people need. Because you can live without interference if you do this. Just imagine for a moment living only by the word of God without interference from within. If you win the war within, the war without is like eating a piece of your favorite cake. It's easy to win battle without if you win the war within. Nevertheless, it's easy to do business with a laptop that's got everything you need on it and no viruses. So, once we are washed in the blood, we have a strong desire to walk in all according to the fruits of the Spirit. They came with the new birth. We don't have to muster any energy up to do that. It's in us. The love of God wants out. It wants to manifest in our lives and throughout our lives. That's why Jesus said, go back to your first love. And we can. But first, fill your heart with his word and spend time with him. There's no substitute for receiving his word. If you can't read, listen to it. And then if you don't read well, if you kind of want sit down and just read, and that's a blessing to do it, but it's not a labor. You'll stop seeing it as a labor if you start. But fill your heart with this word and with the intent to do it, and you're going to see everything in a much greater way. Now, driving out the darkness is not hard either, and you're going to begin to understand. You're going to get to know the Lord. You're going to be able to walk in greater, and God is going to be able to trust. He's going to try you. You're going to succeed, and then he's going to give you much more. Now, when all these things happen for you, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy the life that God has given, and you're going to win, and you're going to have to get used to winning and not losing. And the Lord's going to help. He's going to coach you the whole way. It's going to be good. You're going to love it. But those that fall away, even if they learn great things, when they fall away, their heart set is different. The lust and greed and pride is too important. And they argue the word. They argue their point. And they pride is important. And they don't understand as fast. And they're continually regressing, because God said none of the wicked will understand. They'll get all the way. They won't eat. Their heart will be so hard before they die, they won't ask God to forgive them of their sin. They are so self-righteous. They become so self-righteous, so self-absorbed, that they forget that they needed Jesus, according to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 10. They forget they need a Savior. Their logic is totally different.